Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Team.
Man, it's a different show now, man. I'm bringing everybody off the street. It used to be Al when he was new. Now I have a new guest. We call him a guest on the show. Sam, introduce yourself, man.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sam. I'm all the way from East Africa, and they brought me here to the urban sports scene. I was very nervous because he said urban, usually that's associated with bad things, but it's actually not that bad. It's not a bad neighborhood. Wally lives in a somewhat safe neighborhood.
Hey, yeah, exactly. And come on now, don't use
No. Okay, yes, that I do have an accent. It comes and goes, but...
Only when you want to get real African, huh?
Yes, when I want to be specifically East African.
Okay, East African. I see how you pretty much emphasize that, how
yes.
you want to be East African.
Yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, this is Wally. Y'all know me. I'm Wally, Ray, and Will, and even Al couldn't make it. It's the Urban Sports Scene on the Eyes Radio Network. You've heard us many times. And like I said, I have my boy Sam, one of my favorite
yes.
people in the world.
Yes.
He's a big Redskin fan.
Yes.
So, you know, he's like a brother to me. You're a big
yes.
Redskin fan. You're like a brother to me. So, yeah, Sam. So, what's going on with you, man? I haven't, seen in a while. We've been like, missing each other, like parties
well,
and stuff like
you,
that.
You like to go out in the weekend, I like to go out during the week. And, that's usually a big difference. You like to go to places where there's violence. I like to go places where it's safe. Small
How you
stuff
like
y'all
that. Like to go places with violence?
Temple Hills and
okay, I see you. I
Club
see
Elite.
You.
We can go on and
club,
on.
I haven't been to Club Elite in years. Since
we
I took
went last year.
Or a year. Excuse me. Now, let me not use plural.
How many times do you have to go before you get stabbed?
I ain't never got stabbed.
Yeah, well.
You know, you had a good time, though, right?
I had a great time.
Exactly. I showed you a whole different side of the world,
hey,
right?
By the way, we got to go see Hot Prophets. Apparently,
Hot Prophets?
Yeah, it's a go-go band. One of my new guys told me about it.
Okay. So where's it at?
This is a go-go band. So we got to check them out. They kind of like Subtle Thoughts.
Okay. Because you put me on the other spot. What's the name of that?
12 Lounge on 8th Street.
Yeah, that was cool. That
That's
was
right.
cool. I ain't going to lie. That
Very
was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, you... Stan loves acting like a star.
Acting is the key word. Acting.
Anyway, like I said, with the Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio, make sure you check us out at www.eyesradio.com. Such shows on there are Run TMC, which the hosts are Tom Block and MC Hater, which airs on Mondays, airs live Mondays, excuse me, from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, Clutch Sports Radio, which airs on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. BT Sports Radio, which airs Tuesday nights 7 to 9 p.m., and also DC Sports Chat, which airs Wednesday nights 7 to 9 p.m. Also, check out our homies who are not on the Eyes Radio Network, but they've taken a little break, but they will be back soon. They told me this, one of the most entertaining podcasts that I've ever heard. It's Crawley and Watts Radio Podcast Show at www.crawleyandwatts.com. Also, we have our show syndicated on the internet radio station Real People Real Talk Radio. This site is managed by good friends from Apple G's. Make sure you visit the site, www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. My man Will ain't here, but usually if Will was here, he would say this: let's get to our tradition, the pregame. Bryce Harper
yes.
is the NL Rookie of the Year.
Yes, he is. Did he deserve it?
Yeah, I guess
yes.
so. I mean, it wasn't a unanimous decision. It was pretty close in the
yes.
voting, I heard. So, Bryce, I know Ray on Facebook, he tagged me in as a subliminal shot saying, Bryce Harper, Rookie of the Year, because he knows I don't want to say dislike, but... I think he's a little bit overrated to a certain extent.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's really talented. I think the kid is super talented. Don't get me wrong. But I think when he struggled, it's like, he's hit 270, 22 home runs.
Yeah.
I feel like our friends, like Mike Trout should be glorified because that's fantastic. He's doing something I've never seen.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Basically competing for an MVP for a rookie. Like, that's fantastic.
Unheard of.
I've seen great rookie seasons great rookie seasons having 22 home runs or something. I've seen that before, but I've never seen what Mike Trout did. So to me, when we talk about Bryce Harper, the way people talk about him, you would think that he's competing for like the MVP or close enough to that, to that category.
Yeah.
But when you look at him, he's where he's at. He's a Rookie of the Year kind of player. That's what he is. Do I think he'll be great in for years to come? Yes, I do. But I'm saying as for his rookie season, it's not like Mike Trout. Like, no, when I, you
no,
know what I mean?
No, it's nothing like Mike Trout's. But Mike Trout's probably had the best rookie season ever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's historic. It's up there, it's top historic. Three ever.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper, you know, he had, what, 5,533 at-bats. You're talking about. He hit 270, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
144 hits, pretty good. 59 RBIs.
Which is okay.
Good. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, for a dude to hit, he had like 22 home runs, am I right?
Yes.
So he had 22 home runs. So the way I look at it is
533 at bats,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know, but you had 22 home runs, which is good. That's why I'm not knocking him. The 22 home runs, yes, is good. It's that you get 22 home runs and you only have 59 RBIs. Now, that's an issue to me. Like, usually, like, if that's an, yeah, issue, usually you have 22 home runs, you should be close enough teetering towards maybe 70 RBIs or 80 RBIs, because
isn't that a lot have to do with the other people on your, you know, well, being on base? I mean,
well, it'd be that, or maybe
that,
not driving them in. I don't know his run. I don't know his average with runners in scoring position, so I can't really, yeah, honestly get into that. But I mean, to me, the Nats have good table setters at top of the order, and be honest, but he's on top of the order. He has, at times, he used to have Ian Desmond hit lead off at times, or he would have Jason Worth gets on base. I'm sorry, Jason Worth is always on base. So he has people on base to, you know, to drive people in.
The question is, did he deserve the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, he deserved it. I'm not going to say
and
he didn't.
You know, and that's, I guess, for that alone, I mean, he didn't have a spectacular year, but he is 19.
He had 20 now.
He just turned 20. Just but the whole season, he was 19. Trout was, I believe, 21.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's see how he does. I mean, he had to come out your first year at age 19. I mean, defensively he was solid.
Defensively, now he wasn't solid enough.
His
now,
arm is vicious.
Well, his arm is vicious, but his fielding could be better. His arm is vicious, though.
I've seen a couple of bloopers, but overall, I mean, just
he'll get better. He'll get better.
I mean, he deserved it.
Yeah.
So let's give him his due.
I mean,
stop hating on him.
I'm not hating on him, man. I'm not hating on him.
The boy's 19. He won. He earned it.
Like, he Black Jesus.
He was. No, nobody's Black Jesus.
You know what I mean?
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get to Black Jesus, but
I mean, let me get on to some more stuff. Some more baseball news. Just it's reported that it's probably gonna go down that the Toronto Blue Jays and the Marlins have a big deal that would send Jose Reyes and Josh Johnson to the Toronto Blue Jays, and I believe the Marlins would get, and also they would get the Blue Jays would also get Mark Burley and I think Buck, their catcher from the Marlins, and also I think the Blue Jays would give up Escobar and their prize shortstop, and I forgot his name. His prize second baseman, which name I've forgotten. But it looks like big trade. Jose Reyes was one of the best shortstops in baseball. But moving on anyway to college football. Alabama, huh?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Football.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm about to say, all right. Alabama lost to Texas A&M on Saturday.
Wow.
It's going to impact the BCS big time. They lost big game, I think, was Danny. I can't even say him. Manziel, the big kid, and he's an icon of Texas.
Mr. Football, right?
Yeah, he's an icon of Texas.
Yes.
But anyway, he beat Alabama. And now, you know, this opens the door for, not that Oregon was always, to me, Oregon was going to make it regardless, but it opens the door for Notre Dame. I know Notre Dame people, yes, are kind of pissed off that they're not within the top two right now, but still, I think it opens the door for them, because I think Kansas State, regardless of they are undefeated right now, they do have, to me, in my opinion, have an opportunity to lose a game.
All right, so what Kansas State is playing, the next two games are Baylor and Texas.
But they still got their bowl. They still got that, you know, the Big 12 championship game.
Yes,
they have. So that's a game they're going to,
yes,
get competitive. They have an opportunity, yes, to lose. Now, yes, if Kansas State wins out and Oregon wins out and Notre Dame wins out,
Notre Dame,
it's an issue.
Notre Dame's got Wake Forest and they have
USC.
USC.
Yeah.
I would like to see them lose to USC because I can't stand them. They're freaking Irish. But, I mean, they probably are going to win those next two games, right?
We'll see. USC.
I'm not, yeah.
Though USC.
It all depends on which Barkley comes up.
Yeah, the issue, the thing about Notre Dame and USC, if USC can score, they can win. That's the only thing. If USC can score, they,
yep,
can win. Because Notre Dame doesn't really score a lot. So
yes,
USC can, if Barkley can,
yes,
they can stretch the field. And to be honest with you, USC, I don't think Notre Dame has seen the wide receivers this season that USC possesses. Woods and Lee, You're
absolutely right about that.
I can see USC, because Notre Dame's offense is limited, I can see USC's defense be able to take care of them. And I can't see them. I just can't see Notre Dame's DBs messing with Lee and Woods. I just can't see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their defense is stout, though. Notre Dame's defense is the truth. I won't lie. It is the truth. But
probably seeing a bunch of pros in the future.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we really won't know unless you really watch it closely who the main ones are. But they pretty much shut down everybody. So
yeah, they're gonna be interesting. People thought they would lose to Oklahoma, and Notre Dame beat Oklahoma, and they handled Oklahoma.
But Oregon has who? They have Oregon State and Stanford.
Yeah, but I think they'll handle those two teams.
Whew, it's going to be
Oregon State. I think Oregon could be Oregon State easily. And to be honest with you, Stanford would be more of a challenge. Definitely. But just because of last season, what they did to Andrew Luck.
But they still have the toughest next two games. But I still think,
I get with you.
Based on how they plan, I mean,
I don't see it. I don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody beating them. Alabama.
But they won't even make it now. They lost. I do agree. I still think Bama is the best team in the country. I just think the talent, who they play, dictates. You know, they lost because they play. They're playing in a tougher conference.
Question: When does the Final Four playoffs begin? What do they say? 2015?
Oh. I think so. The next couple of years.
I can't wait. That's what it should be all about.
Yeah, but you know, it's a money thing, man. You know that.
Of course.
These bowls make a lot of money. Yes. Anyway, from college football, let's go to college basketball. Maryland lost 72-69 against Kentucky. I didn't think it would be that close. Obviously, now I need to actually review Maryland to see what Maryland's all about. You cast the game? Because I didn't get a chance to cast the game.
I caught the game, and let me tell you, I'm a fan of the Terps, like I am of the Hoyas, and impressed.
Okay, really? Okay.
I was very, very impressed. You know, part of it is just, do they pass the eye test? You know, are they able to compete with the top teams? They pass the eye test. Alex Len, very impressive.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about, he's got nice stroke, right?
I saw his stats.
Nice stroke. I mean, athletic. Solid. Now, as far as the game, usually with basketball, I look at three things at the end of the game. Three stats I always try to pay attention to: turnovers, rebounding, field goal percentage. Now, the Terps out-rebounded Kentucky, I believe it was 38-54, okay? And they had 28 offensive boards. Huge. You do that, most of the time you're going to win easily, right?
All right.
Another thing was turnovers. It was about 12-11. So that's pretty much a wash. Then it comes down to a field goal percentage. Maryland was 0-14 from a three. Then at the end of the game, they were about 3-19. Horrible. And they shot 33% the whole game. That's what cost them the game. Now, so what that tells me is Mark Turgeon, who I really, really like, and we can talk about the difference between him and Gary Williams in a second. I love Gary Williams, but I love Mark because he goes out there and he's recruiting a lot of the players where Gary Williams just didn't want to, I guess,
deal with.
Yeah, I mean,
they
got
to keep him suitor coming too.
Oh, really?
They like that. One of the best players in the nation. But go ahead.
Yeah, so now what I look for in a coach is, how does he get his players to compete? Anytime you out rebound a team by 15, I mean, that's all hustle. That's all heart. So, you know, they showed me that, you know, with that type of effort, you know, they listen to the coach. You know, every time I hear him, based on his record, I really can see Maryland doing a lot of good things. And, you know, I feel like, you know, a couple of more shots, they win the game easily. Now everybody's saying, wow, you know, look at the Terps. So to me, they just kind of just, you know, this is one of those games you lose, but you don't look at them as a loser now. You're thinking, so, you know, big, big, huge game for them. And plus, they were down 15 and they came back. You know, that's another thing you look for. You know, quit. They didn't quit at all. You know, they played with Kentucky, you know, and Kentucky was definitely scared, you know, towards the end of the game because Maryland there was no quitting them. And, you know, if Shaq could get in the game and learn how to do a couple of things with his size.
The young kid, I know he's a big dude out here. My coworker kept talking about him, and he kept saying, like, all right, yeah, this Shaq's supposed to be the real deal. And I told him, I was like, he can't be the big real deal because he was the real deal. People in Maryland were talking about him like he's the next big thing. And folks were talking about, like you said, Alex Len. you know, coming into the season. They weren't talking about the Shaquille Cleary.
Yes.
They were talking about Alex Lynn. So, but the kid, from what I hear, needs to tone up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and you get that as you get older and you get years in college basketball. But, yeah, Maryland, from what I saw with stats, from the stats and whatever, they competed with Kentucky. My thing is, if you see Kentucky, Kentucky's going to play Duke tonight.
Yes.
Around that, and they believe in 9:30.
Yep.
And if Kentucky embarrasses Duke, that shows
exactly.
big props for Maryland. Yeah. And say, okay, this team's a tournament team. To be honest with you, I think you always say, you know, you can't pick up like an important lesson or a positive lesson by taking a loss.
Yes.
And I think with this Maryland team losing to the number 3 team in the nation, right. knowing that Kentucky always brings one of the top recruiting classes in college basketball year in and year out since Coach Cal has come to Kentucky. This honestly, how I look at it as Maryland now being able to come back will be able to get back to the big dance, being able to be back in the tournament.
I agree. I mean, I agree 100%. And you know, it's not like college football where you lose one game, your season's done. It's such a long season in basketball, and early in the season, I mean, you know, you're still growing. You know, in basketball, you're constantly growing. And you know, and changing, you're learning the system, you're adapting. So overall, I mean, I'm sure, you know, of course, you know, the coach ain't going to say, you know, we lost, but I'm glad because they have to be bottom line. But as far as just, you know, a fan, that was exciting, you know, and now, you know, as much as I love Gary Williams, this is what I always say about Gary Williams.
I'm not Gary Williams.
If I had a son.
You talk too nice about Gary Williams.
Okay, no, all right. If I had a son, right, I would love for him to play for Gary Williams because everybody who played for Gary Williams loved him. The problem
is. Not everybody.
Well, all his players who went, you know, from Joe Smith to Boone.
Which ones are we talking about?
The players were good.
Okay, good ones. Okay.
The good players, they have a good relationship with him, including what's his name? I always forget his name, man.
Not Gilchrist.
The dude from Venezuela.
Oh, Chris Vasquez.
Yeah, okay, Vasquez. They all, you know, they
he
really love
him. Now.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
I got you. Don't worry.
But, you know, so. I know that he's a good person, but he's not willing to get down and do the little things it takes to get that type of player here. And anybody from this area already knew that.
Yeah, he's a
Mark is the opposite. He's willing to do whatever it takes to get the best players. And college
basketball. And he got BZ AAU dude too, so who does all the real recruiting. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, that alone, I think we're about to see a little dynasty. I can't wait.
A dynasty of what? What are you talking about dynasty?
The Terps are going to be a dynasty. I'm predicting it.
Well, I'm a Hoyas fan, so I don't see a dynasty.
I'm a Hoyas fan, too. And, yes, you can be a Hoya and a Terps fan.
No, you can't. It's like Biggie and Tupac. Because it's
two totally different.
You can't like both.
Two reasons.
You can't.
And like, you know what? There's an old Hoyas. And there's a new Hoyas. I don't know about the new Hoyas. I don't like the Princeton offense.
Like, you can't like Matt Johnson and Michael Jordan at the same time. You can't like both players. It's like the same. You can't really like two certain fake rivals or something.
I'm sure there's a lot of people in this area that really
like
the Terps and the Hoyas.
Can't like the Cowboys.
No, not that you can't. Obviously that. Right. They're not rivals. They never play each other.
And let's go to my Hoyas, man. You're talking to
Terps. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Hoyas, well, obviously we played Florida and we didn't have an opportunity to finish the game due to the fact it was like rain on the floor, I guess, against Florida or whatever, the Gators. So they had to cancel the game, so it was no contest. So our first game was against Duquesne. And at home at the Verizon, it's still called Verizon joint, right? Verizon.
Yes, that's not the MCI Center no more.
The MCI Center. Okay, no. I get confused every once in a while.
We know what you be drinking.
Yeah, I had 17-38. Anyway, anyway, it was Hoyas 161-55. I wasn't very impressed. I'm pissed off because we should blow out Duquesne. They were undersized. They only had one dude over, like the actually a 7-footer who barely played, and Starks needs to step up. I actually think I'm gonna say this again, John Coach Thompson. I love your Princeton offense. I actually am a fan of your Princeton offense. Not a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this. Be honest with you, we haven't been to the Final Four since your dad left, and we've had a couple coaches, and they never took me to the Final Four because you got us to the Final Four, and we haven't been this successful and this relevant since you came back to help my team out. You know, Craig Estrick didn't do anything. So anyway, so I'm happy. So I like the offense, but Luton, Nate Lubrick is a liability. I don't care if you think he hustles or whatever and he plays the way you want him. He's a liability. He can't finish around the basket. He can't finish over big, tall individuals. He hustles, yes. He's scared to shoot the ball. He can't knock down a 15-foot jump shot. So what does he do? Like, he plays good defense. What does he do? That's a liability. So I'm going to need my man Starks to step up. I love you as a point. I love him as a point guard. I think he can break people down, which we don't have a lot of guys who can do it. But it's time to step up, son. This is just your time. You know what I mean? It's time to be that point guard. I like Hopkins the big. I think Hopkins will be better as time goes on. I think you should play Jabril Trawick some more. He's athletic. He plays tough. We need more bullies on the team. So he plays tough. And real talk, I love you. I love you. I love his new class, man. I ain't gonna lie. I love his new class. Devontae Smith Rivera, dude was like 4-for-4 against Duquesne on threes. He's like, to me, a J.J. Redick type player. I mean, the Hoyas haven't had a shooter to this caliber in a long time.
That's huge in the Princeton offense. That's
perfect
huge.
Perfect. Yeah.
So keep him honest.
Yeah, exactly. So I love that he's had shooters. Starks can shoot the ball. And Smith Rivera can shoot the ball now. So we have more shooters, especially since we lost Thompson, who left early. Yep. To go, you know, go into the draft like an idiot. So, because you're stupid. I'm still trying to figure that out. So, I think as we can hit the Big East schedule, and you know, we get a couple games in, this team will shock a lot of people because they can spread the court. And I even told my man Otto Porter, he's gonna need to step up. He had a great freshman year, and it's gonna be time for him to step up and be the person he can be. The Hoyas still have good defense because they have length around the perimeter. So we'll defensively we'll be okay. We're gonna have to shore up the turnovers. I mean, we turn the ball over a lot in the game against Duquesne. If we can find a way to limit the turnovers and run the Princeton offense smooth, I'll be honest with you, Princeton offense, the Hoyas haven't run it correctly, to be honest with you, since Jeff Green left. That's the honest to God truth. They haven't run it smooth since Jeff Green left. You know, and that's why they got to the Final Four. Jeff Green has ran it the best. Sims ran it okay, but Jeff Green ran it the best. He ran it to a way that it was pretty much almost unstoppable. And we haven't had that. And Jeff Green was more of a versatile scorer than Henry Sims. Mm. So it hasn't been good since we lost that point forward. So yeah. So the Hoyas will be okay. I'm just giving y'all my big rundown with the Hoyas. You know, I love that team.
I learned so much. I'm back on the Hoyas bandwagon again.
You should, man. I'm telling you, we got Coach Thompson. I'll give you this, man. For his system, he does know how to recruit for his system. And he keeps it local.
He definitely does.
You know what I mean? He keeps it local. Anyway, we're going to keep it local. Redskins had a bye last week, and they're back. They're back now.
Yes.
And we're getting ready for the Eagles, who are wounded. No Michael Vick. Thank you, Jesus. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about the Redskins.
I don't think you're supposed to thank Jesus for that, but okay.
All right, I'm sorry, Michael Vick, that you have a concussion. You're out, but I'm glad you're not playing at the same time. I hope you are 100% after this week. Thank you, Jesus. Earth Sports and the Eyes Radio. You dig?
Oh, boy.
You can hear the Eyes Radio Network while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. And when you download Stitcher to hear the Eyes Radio Network, you have a chance to win some money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. Just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the Where Did You Hear About Us link and enter Eyes Radio, EYESRADIO, to get automatically entered to win $100. That's right, I said it, $100. The latest episode of the show will be waiting for you in your favorites. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. It's Stitcher Smart Radio. Don't forget to enter promo code EYESRADIO when you're registered. That's EYESRADIO.
Shout out to Urban Sports Team and Wally and Will. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Keep up the support. We'll keep the hits coming.
It's the Urban Sports Team back. It's the Urban Sports Team on Eyes Radio back at it again. You can listen to us by visiting. Let me just start that over. You can listen to our show by visiting our official website, www.walio.podbean.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. You can also listen to us on the Sports Crib Podcast Show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/ WC Stiller Fan. The show is produced by West Coast Stiller Fan. Damn, I'm having a day today. It must be that 1738.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
what
to
it
me,
is.
Boy. That thing,
yeah,
bang.
Don't drink and do sports radio, kids.
It's like apple juice.
Uh-huh.
It looked like apple juice, too, to be honest with you. Anyway, let's go to the Redskins. We're back from the bye. Practice has resumed.
Hell.
Sam, I'm going to ask you this question, man.
Yes, sir.
If you were Shanny, I'm talking about Mike Shanahan, the head coach of the Washington Redskins.
Uh-huh.
What would you do? What would you have done or worked on during the bye week?
That's a tough and good question. Now, I'm not even going to try to sit here and fake like I have enough knowledge to even tell them what to do. But just as a casual fan, well, more than a casual fan, as somebody who loves the Redskins and wants them to do well, what has been our problem the past several weeks? It's offense, it's execution, right? I would love for them to have a game plan that lasts the whole game. With Mike, he drives me crazy, man, because he will do things that are really good, and then he will have spurts.
Just being foul, stupid?
Very, very predictable.
Predictable? So you talking about Kyle? Are we talking about Kyle or Mike?
I know. I skipped to Kyle, but I'm talking about the offense. Essentially, what I'm saying is I would like to see our offense not be as predictable. The word is that the offense that we're running, the college-style offense, is one of those things where after you see it a couple of times, you can start to plan for it, and maybe that's what's happened in the last two games. So, just comparing Luck to Griff, what they're saying is, Griff is running a pro-style offense, and that's why he's able to... Luck is running a pro-style offense, and the reason he's starting to do well now is because with the pro-style offense, it's all about options. We have more and more options. The more options, you make the right decision, there's always a place to go. So I would like to see the offense be a little more
pro-style?
Pro-style, essentially. The defense, I don't even know what to say, man. I don't know how your run defense could be so solid. We have a solid run defense.
Except for the last couple of weeks.
But overall, we do have a solid run defense.
Yeah, we've been very solid against
the run. I don't know how we can continue to just get torched like this. I guess I do know how.
It's easy. It's called a fat cornerback named Josh Wilson and a stupid safety called Madu Williams. Sorry, I feel bad for you, Duval. I feel so bad for you. Because every Sunday when he's on the field, he disrespects Duval High School.
Really?
Yeah, he's from Duval. He went to Duval
High School. I know that. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
In case you want to come get him, Madea, he lives right around the corner from Duval High School. His name is Wally.
Name's Wally.
Kenzo.
No,
I didn't say that. He did.
You don't put my full government on here?
Are you not allowed to say that?
No, I don't put my full government on here, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm sure they don't know how to spell that. I mean, you are West African.
Oh, my God. This dude, he comes on here, puts my government on.
Okay.
Lord.
We'll edit that. We'll edit that out.
I'm going to edit that. I was about to. I ain't going to edit it out.
Okay.
I ain't scared of nobody.
But, but I mean, I guess our cornerback. So now I guess the question is, playing Monday morning quarterback, should we have kept LaRon Landry?
Hell yeah, we should kill LaRon Landry.
I did say that too.
We should kill LaRon.
The only reason is I just didn't know if he's going to be healthy.
He's playing. He's healthy now.
Yeah, he's
100%
with the Jets.
We would love
to have him right now.
I mean, it's funny because I remember having this discussion with a couple of folks on Twitter, and also individuals from like the iIsrael Network saying like, yeah, the Redskins are going to miss LaRon Landry, and lo and behold, I think they're missing LaRon Landry.
Yeah, we miss him more than that.
I mean, people talk about how, like, yeah, he can get beat in coverage. He wasn't getting beat like this.
Nowhere near this. Not even close.
That's what I'm saying. People take a lot of stuff for granted. Even the same folks said, Ryan Kerrigan is so much better than Arakpo. I like Ryan Kerrigan. I think he's a beast. But he hasn't been the same since Arakpo left.
You're absolutely right.
People discount somebody, and then as soon as they're gone, you see their value. You know what I mean? Carlos Rogers, he can't catch.
Don't get me started on that.
He can't catch. You let that position go, and you let him go elsewhere. He's a Pro Bowler with the San Francisco 49ers. We're getting torched with D. Hall and Josh Wilson. Again, I mean, stop. Like, as fans, we need to, like, really break down players. Stop, like, trying to find what they do wrong. Everybody knew LeRon Landry was a top safety talent.
Yep.
Before he got hurt that year, he was a candidate for being defensive MVP.
Yes.
Like, come on now. Carlos Rogers, though he dropped balls, you could always see that he was always around his defender. He wasn't getting burnt like a D-Hall or getting embarrassed by Josh Wilson. So, like, we need to start breaking down. Before we decide to say, okay, we don't need this dude, this, that, and the other, break down what they really do.
I fully agree with you with the Rogers-Landry thing. Now, Merriweather's coming to play. I don't know much about him. You know,
well, he's a Pro Bowler with the Patriots. He was really good. Okay. I wanted him, to be honest with you, I was a fan of him when he was with the U. I wanted him when he came out to be a Washington Redskins. I was a fan of Merriweather.
Okay.
Will he help this team? I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know. Honestly, I put him back out there. And honestly, I moved D. Hall into safety.
Yeah.
I moved D. Hall to safety, and I would play the kid Richard Crawford, the guy who played well in the preseason.
Yeah, whatever happened to
him. I would play him. And I mean, if he gets burnt, he'll get burnt. You know what? It doesn't even matter. If he gets burnt, what's different from anybody else on the secondary? Have you seen the secondary?
I think we got the slowest secondary I've ever seen.
I mean, like, it's not. This is ridiculous. And again, it goes back to the whole thought process with the Washington Redskins. We go into the draft. We get a guard.
Yeah.
Right? Does this guard play?
Laribus.
Does he play?
I don't even know if he's dressing.
Does he play?
I don't remember seeing him out there.
That's my point exactly. Could we have got a quarterback in that position? Number two.
Yeah.
We decided to get a backup quarterback. Mm. Whatever you think of him, Kirk Cousins, whatever. You may think he's good, but are you watching that secondary right now? Could we have had a third and a fourth? Could we have two quality, decent draft players in the secondary?
Definitely. I mean,
that you would probably would have played over these guys, these jokers.
Well, I guess Tannard, they're banking on Tannard Jackson and Mayweather, right?
Again, I'll keep Brandon Merriweather. Okay, we've had the same problem. We just had the same issue with Davis, Fred Davis, and Trent Williams. Why even add a player that's in that situation to that team?
Yeah, I guess that just goes back to, I mean, I guess they listened to Raheem. Raheem put in a good word for him.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
You know, they decided to listen to him, and they went with the money. I mean, like, they're trying to save money and do stuff like that, which is good compared to where we used to be. But, I mean, we just look. We the first, I think it was like for the first seven games, we were on pace for having the most yards thrown on us in the history of the game. In the history of the game.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's that bad.
And believe me, and this is what makes it sad. If you were a big time Washington Redskins fan, a diehard Redskins fan, you know that before Greg Williams and certain folks came to town, we have had some bad secondaries too.
Ooh-wee.
Like some bad ones. Yeah. And God bless Dale Green, because he was the only good one at that time. But we had some Stanley Richards. Remember Stanley Richards?
I don't even remember. That's how
exactly.
Bad.
Stanley Richardson sucked. We had Tom Carter.
I remember the name.
Yeah, Tom. We had some bad jokers. And Dale Green would do his job. I'm not – Dale Green would do his job. But our secondary would get embarrassed. But this one? This secondary here?
You don't remember this one because they're that bad.
This secondary right here? I'm going to use that tone. Right here? Man. I mean, when I looked at the Giants game, that's when I knew. Like, you knew it was bad. But when that Giants play happened, you're like, yeah, we're the worst secondary ever. Because no one in the last minute allows that play. You can get beat. But no one allows that play. You get what I'm saying? Like,
it wasn't even close.
It wasn't close. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that secondary.
He looked like somebody in the 10th grade playing.
That's it. It was one of the worst secondaries I've ever seen. Like, one of
so
the worst.
So what's going to happen this week?
This week? With the
We got Macklin. We got DeSean Jackson, and You know, the Eagles' defense is
it's hit or miss. It's kind of
yeah. So okay. You know, I guess Philly's going to be. I'm sure they're going to be.
Well, they got Nick Foles
to win, right?
Huh?
True.
They got Nick Foles. Do I know their favorite? I have no idea.
I'm sure they will.
That's two bad teams. Michael Vick ain't playing, man. You heard what I said before the break.
Yeah, but now they can use McCoy.
We stopped the run though. You just said it though.
Yeah, we do.
We stopped the run. I'm not saying we're going to win though. You know what the Redskins are good at,
we
man?
Could win,
I'll be honest with you. You know the Redskins are like good for virgins, dog. They give you your first. You know what I'm saying?
your first win.
Yeah, they give you your first, man. Look at Cam Newton. Cam Newton was feeling bad, man.
Uh-huh.
Cam Newton was feeling bad. He wasn't doing a little short thing. He wasn't doing a little Superman thing at all the whole season.
Well,
he came in the Landover, man, and he was smiling, man. You know why? They 1-6 at that time?
Yeah.
They were 2-6 when they left.
They
were 1-6 before that, though. They were 1-6. When they came to D.C., they were 1-6. They ain't win 3 games. They won 1 game.
Yeah, you're right, because, yeah.
He came, they beat us, they 2-6. They 2-6.
Right.
They 2-7 now, they lost.
They had a lot of close games.
Yeah, but no, but they were 1-6,
but they weren't close against us. They beat us pretty well, but
they were 1-6 before they played us.
Right.
So they lost about a bunch of games in a row. I think like 4 games in a row or something like that.
Yep.
They won against us. Again, we gave them that first win in a while. Who else? Like the St. Louis Rams, like way back. Remember when they didn't win the game?
Yeah.
Who gave them their first?
Of course,
the Redskins.
Yes.
We give them their first.
I mean, you know, now here's my thing about Shanahan. I mean, I think head coach Shanahan, I think in a sense where you know the discipline part, you know, I think his team they listen to him, but I do think based on his history, he is good at X's and O's. But there's the other part of the coaching which the truly, truly great ones have, which is to get the most out of your players. In other words, to motivate them when they don't even think they can do more. He hasn't shown he can do that. He didn't even show. I mean, what he had in Denver was a great, great team. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's the real
great team. He was in the easy conference too at the same time. We need to add that in.
I mean, you know, you gotta give it to him. He did help them. You know, to the Super Bowl. But what I'm saying is,
man, he's an overrated dude.
To me, he needs the team already in place because he's not the kind of person he's going to push the right buttons to make you go the extra mile.
Has one out John Elway. Put that way. Has one out John Elway. That's all I'm going to say. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Has one out John Elway.
At some point, man, you know, and I remember the last press conference when I saw him, he kept saying, I know I'm doing the right thing.
He's selfish.
I was like, whoa.
He's selfish.
Come on, man. He's an arrogant dude,
man. Let's be real.
He's not very likable.
He's not a likable dude. He's not endearing to the fan base. Not endearing to the media, the local media. I'm not a fan of him. But yeah, Redskins playing Eagles. Yeah. Hopefully we can compete because you know the players want to make the playoffs. I don't know about Shanahan. I don't think he's that motivated. according to last week we talked about that.
Trying to bring the old Snyder back. I think.
Man,
the old Snyder.
I want me some old Snyder. I want the old Snyder back. And also, you know, Garcon is like the softest dude in the world.
Oh come on, man, he's got a legit injury.
Don't worry, I'm not talking about he's soft. He's raping money. He's raping
nah,
money.
Nah, man.
No, he's raping money.
He got a legit foot injury.
How many games he play?
Played one game. His problem was
two games. Oh, he played one. You're right.
One and a half. His problem was his toe injury actually was during preseason. Instead of saying something,
he's like
Laverne, he should have said something.
He's like Lavernius Coles.
Lavernius Coles was a tough guy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel bad. Why did I call Lavernius Coles? You're right. Lavernius Coles was tough.
Very tough.
He would play. He would play with this injury. You're right.
He did play with that toe injury.
I know.
Remember that?
He would play. Not Charmin. He's Charmon.
Garcon. I ain't gonna say nothing bad about
Charmon.
You, bro.
Charmon. I call him Charmon.
It was the playoffs he played, but you know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I feel you. Charmon, that's what his name. Garcon, Charmon.
So you want to go out there and break his toe?
Break what? Whoa, his pinky, his little baby toe? It's soft. That's the smallest toe, man. Come on, man. Stop it, man. You making me really hate this dude right now.
Oh, man.
Jamal Brown, man. I hope you play Saturday on Sunday, man. I want to see you play.
He's off injured reserve.
Yeah, he's on the TV.
Joke?
He's practicing.
You know, he was doing yoga on the offseason. It was supposed
again,
to really
another,
help.
Another dude who needs to hang it up.
Man, yoga is really good for your hips, man.
Yeah,
don't downplay it.
Hey, man, you need to hang it
up. For y'all listening at home, if you have any kind of hip injury, do it like my man Jamal did. Do some yoga.
You know,
you get right back on the field.
You know who needs to do some yoga? You hurt his shoulder on Monday night. Ben Roethlisberger. When we come back, man, we'll talk about the
Big
Ben,
baby.
the problem with quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm telling you, man. Big Ben, Alex Smith, Jay Cutler with headaches. It's a shame, man. Urban Sports Center, Eyes Radio. Deuces.
Taking a break.
I'm Peyton Manning. On the football field, I always had to prepare for the unexpected. My teammates and I train to think fast and be ready ahead of the game. You can be ready with the help of your local American Red Cross. The American Red Cross can help all of us prepare for life's emergencies. Take life-saving CPR or first aid courses. Make an emergency plan or learn how to build a disaster supplies kit. Contact the American Red Cross today.
Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org to learn more.
This is Ryan Kerrigan, and you're listening to the Eyes Radio Network.
You can also listen to us on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Apple G's Radio Show. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/Apple G's. Apple G's is spelled APOGEEGS. The show is hosted by Coach and the lovely Vivian. The show pretty much emphasizes college sports, and I try to bless them with my appearances on Sundays. Haven't been able to be there in the last couple weeks, but hopefully I'll be back this coming Sunday. Great people. Love those fellas. I mean, I love those individuals. I love Vivian. I love Coach. They stay cracking me up. But to the NFL, Steelers, they won a big game. They beat Kansas City. They need to win that game, but it came with a hit. Big Ben. It looks like he may have separated his shoulder. Ooh. or has a shoulder sprain. Ooh. And he may be out for a couple of weeks. But hey, local legend, man, Byron Leftwich,
yes,
gets to play now, so we can talk about.
And I remember you was a big fan of Leftwich back in the days.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I'm a fan of Lord Byron. Okay. I mean, I'll never forget when he played in Marshall, and his offensive line had to carry him because he was such a leader. Like, yeah, you know, he wanted to stay out there for his fellas. And he tried to lead by example. He's always going to be one of my favorite quarterbacks, period, to be honest with you. I think he's a leader. I honestly think he's got screwed within the NFL, why he's not a starting quarterback. You know, but that's another discussion anyway. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, Big Ben, do you think with the loss of Big Ben for a couple of weeks, I believe they have, within the next 3 weeks, they have the Ravens, the Browns and the Ravens again. Do you think this team can compete with Byron Leftwich as their quarterback?
I want to know what you think. Do you think they can compete?
Be honest with you? Yeah, I think they compete. I think the schedule is it leans themselves in a way where they can compete. Let's just be real. This is not the same Ravens defense, man.
It's not.
This defense isn't as dominant.
It's not.
I'm not saying Byron Leftwich is going to go crazy on the Ravens, but by the time they play the Ravens, their running backs are all should be healthy. So you may have Mendenhall, Redmond, and Dwyer yeah, all healthy and ready to go. So, and the Ravens are giving up big rushing yards in games. Yeah. So to me, yeah, I think they can compete. Well, and then they got the Browns, and the Browns are self-explanatory. They're the Browns.
Yeah, I think ultimately it's going to come down to protection for Leftwich.
Oh, yeah.
Roethlisberger, probably the most underrated great player in the past decade. He looks slow, but he's so mobile.
He's so
mobile in the pocket.
He's donkey.
And, you know, one of the things that I saw recently about, you know, the all-time quarterbacks who are sacked the least amount of times, the people on the list really surprised me. Dan Marino, I think, was one, and Peyton Manning was two. And, you know, you think, how can these slow people constantly avoid the rush? So apparently it's not speed that necessarily what you need in the pocket. It's the instinct to be able to just move your feet, you know, a couple of steps here, a couple of steps there. Because, you know, think of Michael Vick, and he's always getting sacked as fast as he is, right? So I don't know if Leftwich has that Roethlisberger type instinct. So, but I know he's got a gun. He's got a cannon for an arm. You know, so if you give him time, I think he can go ahead with those super speedy wide receivers, right?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Their receivers burn on the outside. So, man, I think it's going to come down to protection. You know, but if you start putting pressure on them, then I think you're going to have problems.
And let's be real, like, Byron Leftwich throws a decent deep ball.
He does.
So, you know, you got Mike Wallace. Hopefully Brown gets healthy. Yeah. You have Sanders.
Yeah.
He's got weapons. You know what I mean? He's got weapons that he can do some things with. In Jacksonville, where he did start, you know, he had weapons too back then, but and he was a good
Nothing
quarterback.
Like this. I mean, the Steelers have some,
they have more weapons. I mean, yeah, they have more weapons. The Steelers have more weapons. I mean, obviously, when he was in Jacksonville, he had Fred Taylor. I think Jimmy Smith was still on the team when he was down there. Man, was Jimmy Smith still on the team?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I got to check it out. I think maybe, yeah. I'm not sure. But he had, I mean, if he did, Jimmy Smith was his only talented wide receiver. But in this team, he has more wide receivers. He has more speed. And, you know, you can't. That's one thing that scares defenses is speed, and he has a lot of speed to throw to, and he can throw a screen pass, and their wide receivers can take it to distance, or a slant pass pattern, they can take it to distance. Yeah. And also, you know, for real, with Haley, it's more predicated on getting the ball out anyway, so he doesn't have to stay in the pocket and take these hits or whatever. And that's what Big Ben, he wasn't taking as many hits because, to be honest with you, they were getting the ball out. Because honestly, The Steelers' offensive line, it has never been terrible. The problem is that Big Ben used to hold the ball all the time. So that's why they brought Haley in to kind of get that away from him. So it's been working out. You know what I mean? I think Byron Leftwich can maybe be successful in the system. Not to say it's going to, like, be a controversy or anything, but I think he can hold his own, especially with the teams that he's playing against. I think the Steelers, like I said, will get up to play the Ravens.
Definitely.
It's the Ravens.
Yeah.
All right? It's the Ravens. Yeah. And then again, it's the Browns.
And it depends on which Ravens offense shows up. That's going to be the key.
Yeah, but I mean, hopefully, well, we'll see. But I think the Ravens, the Steelers have always been the same defense. Not to say they've been dominant. They've been down this season, too. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm comparing these two defenses, who's been playing better? The Steelers defense has played better
than the
Ravens.
Definitely a lot more consistent. So, yes.
That's my
thing. I can't wait for that one. That's going to be fun to watch.
But anyway, like I said, I mean, before the break, quarterbacks were going through driving like flies. Alex Smith and Jay Cutler were both hurt last week due to concussions. Between Ben Roethlisberger, Cutler, Smith, who is more valuable to their team at the moment? Like, who is more valuable to you?
I think you got to say Ben Roethlisberger. He's their leader. You know, he's got that clutch gene. You know, he's definitely been the most consistent. So, I mean, I don't think it's a question to him. I mean, with Cutler, of course, you're going to have that great game where he throws 300 yards, he has the 3 touchdowns, but you know you're going to get the 2-3 interception game when he has 120 yards. And a lot of that is self-inflicted.
Hall.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's, you know, with Cutler, it's just, you just never know what you're going to get, you know.
I'm shocked the world, my answer.
I'll let you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go Alex Smith, more valuable.
More valuable than them two? Really?
But let me give you a reason why, though.
Please.
Yeah, let me break it down. The only reason why I say Alex Smith is more valuable, because look who the backup is in all different situations. Look at the backups.
Who is the backup for Alex Smith?
Kaepernick.
Who
doesn't throw the ball, who's more of a mobile quarterback than a passing quarterback. Look at Jay Cutler has Jason Campbell as his backup. Used to be a starter. Actually won games for Oakland.
Yeah.
He can win games.
That's not a huge drop-off.
Yeah, it's not a huge drop-off. Byron Leftwich, the Steelers. If you look at the Steelers, I'm not saying, like, valuable. They're going to need Big Ben. So let me, like, play. But I'm talking about who can stop, you know, a guy who won't hurt you as your backup. The reason why Alex Smith, because to me, Alex Smith helps you. You know, he's going to help you. Kaepernick is not going to.
I don't want to disrespect Alex Smith. He's been very solid.
Yeah, I'm just
last
saying
year, including this year, he is. I mean, his numbers show it. I mean, he's apparently, you know, he's doing something right because he's impressed every coach that's been there
to keep him.
Yeah,
exactly.
So obviously, you know, so I don't want to disrespect him like that, but, you know, just if you're talking about the most valuable player to the team, I mean, come on, the 49ers. You almost could put anybody in there. They're going to win.
Okay.
You can't really say that for
Pittsburgh. Let me break this down to you. Let me hit you with this one more time. I understand this. They play the Rams. Asma got knocked out. They play the Rams at home. They got a tie with the Rams. The Rams.
The Rams aren't as bad as
the Rams.
You're insinuating.
The Rams.
The Rams are
the Niners. Not. No. But I'm not talking about the Rams playing the Redskins. You're right. True that.
But come on, any given Sunday in the NFL,
you
can't just go about one game.
I'm just saying the Rams tied the Niners. Look at Vegas odds. The Rams tied the Niners. Not saying, like, I agree with you. Like, I think the Rams are feasible. Their defense can actually
fly. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
But
if you, Alex Smith, all I'm saying is that Alex Smith, due to the fact that who his backup is, that's all I'm saying, is the reason why I would say they
when you think 49ers, you probably name 6-7 people more important than Alex Smith. That's what most valuable player means. When you think of Pittsburgh, right, number one person you keep is Ben Roethlisberger.
That's what I'm saying. So, all right, question.
Yes.
If Big Ben is out, now this is a question. Big Ben's out. Alex Smith is out for the Niners. Knowing who the backup quarterback is, who struggles more? Which team struggles more offensively? Put it that way.
I don't know who this dude is for the backup for the 49ers.
I'm saying who struggles more. Okay, let me put
the
this
offense
way.
Let's
take Alex Smith out the equation. Let's take the Niners out the equation. Chicago Bears. Let's go with that. Since you know both quarterbacks. Jay Cutler's out.
Alex Smith is
no,
out.
No. Jay Cutler's out. Big Ben's out.
Where?
Who's more valuable? Which team is going to have more of a slide?
I'm definitely the Steelers, because I mean, really,
yeah, it's true.
I mean, Jason Campbell is a solid quarterback. He's proven it over and over again, definitely.
Yeah, I won't argue that. I'm just giving you something easier for you. That's all. I'm just saying Kaepernick. I'm just telling you, man. You got to check out. Kaepernick's not bad. I think he has the potential down the road, but when they play,
I don't want to disrespect Alex Smith, but it's definitely not him.
It's Alex Smith, man. That's why I go. That's we'll why I go. See. I go against the grain, man. That's why I'm different from the world, man. I'm against the grain. Anyway. I wanted to pose this question last week, but I didn't get an opportunity to, because last week it was just a different type of show. But we hit a certain point in the season. You know, at first it was RG3 was the front runner. Now it looks like it's a different beast right now. It's going to be Rookie of the Year. But I want to get your opinion. Who you think right now, if the season ended right now, who would be Rookie of the Year?
Ooh, Rookie of the Year. In the whole NFL, right?
The whole NFL.
I'm not biased. But if you look at the whole picture, without Robert Griffin III, they don't win one game.
All right. Well, I'm about to
maybe they might win one or two, all right? Yeah. You look at, I mean, his passing rating is still 92, 93, something like that. I mean, that's pretty, you know, he's got 8 touchdowns thrown. He ran for about 5 or 6, right? He's dealing with the worst pass defense in the history of the game statistically, or one of thus far. And, you know, they still, even though they're 3-6, I mean, a lot of those games they could have easily won. I mean, the only two games that they, you know, lost like that were the last two, where it was simply a loss, where, you know, they weren't even competing at the end. So I'm going to have to go with RG3.
I'm going with
RG3, and I'm not saying that because I'm a Redskin fan.
I'm a Redskin fan. I'm biased. I'm a biased individual. But I am going to be 100% real with you. Right now,
Dougie
and Drew Luck is Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Team is 6-3.
Yes.
He's had his signature game. Everybody has a signature game. Just like RG3 has a signature game. He threw for 400, broke a rookie record in yardage in the game.
He threw 50 passes.
But he did it. He's had 100. He's had a game winning drive. His team is better than the Redskins team. And if you break it down too, also, that before the season started, everybody and their mama said that the Redskins had more talent than the Colts.
Now we are talking about our best wide receiver is not playing, and our second best receiver in Fred Davis hasn't played the last three games.
Regardless of that, we still may have more talent.
He does have Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne
is one person.
They have no running game.
They have no running game. Their running backs are irrelevant. Who is the best rookie's? What's the rookie's best friend? It's a running game. We have Alfred Morris. They don't have a running game.
Point taken.
You know, I'm just being real. Like this,
point
when
taken.
Season start, this is what people talk about.
I wouldn't
about.
Be mad if they, you know.
I'm just being real. Like,
I wouldn't be mad, but I mean, the great part is there is no midway MVP. So this is all opinion.
I'm just being real.
So now, you know, before I wasn't rooting against Andrew Luck. Now I'm going to start rooting against him. He's such a likable kid. I mean, with the whole coach, I really thought that was a classy thing. Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, rarely am I touched. Rarely being East African and not being able to show your emotions. I think that no, seriously. I when I saw that in the locker room, you know, that really affected me, and I know that affected the team. And it's hard to root against Andrew Luck. You know, you can just tell he's a good kid, and you know, he shaved his head, and you know, you just kind of wish, you know, without the cancer part, you wish your team had that kind of camaraderie going forward. I don't see our team having that kind of camaraderie.
You mean our team, the Washington Redskins?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, and so, but you know, we'll see what goes down in the next. You know, and let's not sleep on Morris. I mean, Morris is right up there for rookie.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna say Doug Martin. Like, every people talk about Doug Martin. I keep real. Like, if you're gonna say Doug Martin, you better put Alfred Morton on the list. Yeah. Because, for real, to be honest with you, Doug Martin he's had a great season. I'm not carrying the season. But understand this, you wouldn't know Doug Martin's stats if it wasn't for his last week, because he didn't play good last week.
Yeah.
Was it the 2 weeks were prior to last week? Those are the 2 weeks that put him on the map and say, okay, he's a rookie of the year candidate. Yeah. Before those, he didn't even crack 100 yards.
True.
So if you're going to talk about rookie of the year for running backs, Alfred Morris has been doing it from the get go as a running back in the NFL, as a rookie running back in the NFL. So I don't want to hear that. But anyway, let's go into usually have these picks. You know, so Sam, you can't be in the record, but you can pick who's going to win anyway, all right? Picks and standings. Let me state the standings right now. Will is first place, he's 23-9. Ray is 22-10, and I'm last place at 17-15. I've had a bad couple weeks, man.
Going against the grain as usual.
Well, you know me, man. You know, I do what I do. Pick the Skins one time. You know, usually I'm glad when they're not on the top four big games of the week. But anyway, Packers versus Lions. Ray has the Packers. I have the Lions. And Ice Willie T has the Packers as well. I'm picking the Lions. I'm picking the Lions. I don't know
why.
Why I'm picking the Lions? I don't really like the Packers. It's selfish.
So it's not people who you think are going to win. It's people you want to win. Maybe that's why you're 17-15.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to stop Megatron. Defense isn't good enough. You'll see Sue. You'll see Sue, and you'll see Fairley. And it's a conference game. I mean, it's a divisional game, so you know it's heated. I think the Lions will bring their A game.
Is it in Detroit?
It's in Detroit, baby. Detroit City, the place where Obama saved.
That's right.
Four more years, man. You got the Packers.
Packers should win.
It's Packers should win. So that's what you feel. Yeah. You feeling your gut, your core.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. You got to go with the Packers.
I'm telling you, man. The reason why I think the Lions are going to win is Megatron's going to show out, man. It's going to be a Megatron day. It's going to be a Megatron affair.
It's quite possible he shows out, they still lose.
They'll win. I don't believe in Matt Stafford. Matthew Stafford isn't that good. I said that.
You used to talk highly of him. Something must have changed.
Who said that?
You used to. Who? I remember you saying Matt Stafford was a beast and this.
That's
and
a
that.
Lie. It's a lie. It's a possibility. Hey, again, you could be right. It's a possibility. I won't take that away from you.
All right.
Anyway, Colts versus Patriots. This is a tough one for me. I hate the Patriots. Oh, I want to pick the Colts so bad.
I hate the Patriots too, but now that
Andrew Luck is a new Peyton Manning, man. Peyton Manning is Tom Brady,
look,
huh?
Andrew, you're not going to take my rookie of the year hope away. So I'm going to start rooting against you, and it's going to start this week. Belichick. You little
cheating,
weasel looking cheater.
Saying one of the bad as I don't know what.
Yeah, no cursing. Apparently, kids listen to this. And it's funny because based on what kids listen to nowadays, you really think us cussing?
I know, believe me. Hey, man. Got to make sure, man. Why let
listening
kids,
to Rick Ross and 2 Chainz right now? Please.
Please don't get me started on 2 Chainz. I can't stand that, dude. I'm going to go with the Patriots. Will has the Patriots. And Ray has the Patriots as well. You believe the Patriots are going to win?
Patriots are going to win.
Yeah, Belichick usually has a good little game plan for rookie, so probably that's the safe bet. Yeah. I'm telling you, Colts won't compete, though. Watch. Colts will compete. Andrew Luck is that dude, man.
Overrated.
Who's overrated?
The Colts.
They're 6-3. I wish I was 6-3. And we have more talent.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I mean, they're winning close games. Good for them, but
they win.
You're going to see the truth coming out.
You know who beat the Packers? And who beat the Packers? The Colts. Just food for thought.
They did,
actually. Just food for thought.
Okay.
Who's overrated? Yeah. Who's overrated now? Mike Shanahan. Sing that song for Mike Shanahan. Overrated.
You ain't never lie.
Shoot. Ravens versus Steelers.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick the Steelers. I have faith in them.
Really?
Yeah, I have faith. I have faith in Lord Byron.
I know you don't really think they're going to win. You just like Brian Leftwich.
No, they're going to win. I don't believe in the Ravens.
Really, you can't really.
I don't believe in the Ravens.
I say without Roethlisberger, they're going to beat them.
You'll see it. They beat them with Charlie Batch once. Competed with him.
I like Charlie Batch. I think Charlie Batch is a beast.
They beat him with Charlie Batch. They beat him with Charlie Batch years ago.
The Ravens going to show out.
So you got the Ravens winning this game?
No doubt.
I'm telling you.
Not no doubt in a sense.
You know what's next sucks on the road, right?
Flacco?
He's horrible on the road.
Yeah, horrible. He's my backup in fantasy football. You're right.
Horrible in the road, baby. Horrible.
Yeah, Leftwich,
you
got to show
away
me
Ray
first.
Rice, if they take away Ray Ross, Rice, it's a wrap. And there's no Ray. There's no Ray Lewis. There is no Ray. My boy Ray, Will, excuse me. Will has the Ravens. And my man Ray Jeezy has the Ravens as well. So I'm the only one picking the Steelers. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Lone Ranger. Last game.
Tonto.
Bear, huh?
So keep it up, Tonto. You don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, man. What's that, some racist statement or something?
Oh, my goodness. For all you people over 33, please email them and tell them who Tonto is.
Yeah, email us at
And all you
Urban
Hispanics,
Sports,
it's not a...
At iceradio.com. Anyway, yes, I have the Bears Niners last game. Who you got, man? Oh, this could be absolutely probably
Niners,
play.
Jay Cutler won't play, though. That's a game right
Jay Cutler probably won't play, though.
That's a good thing for the Bears.
so you're telling me that Jason Campbell is going to be more productive than Jay Cutler? Are you saying it's going to be a quarterback controversy? Is that what we're hearing here first, Sam?
It should be. It should be, because with that defense, you don't need Jay Cutler. You just need a game manager, you know, and that's what Jason Campbell does.
All right, man.
You know?
My boy Ray Jeezy has the Niners. And my boy Will T has the Niners as well. And you're going to choose whatever, Sam.
I'm going to go ahead and pick the Bears because ultimately he's talking about the backups, right? It's a backup game.
Alex Smith might play. He might play. Jay Cutler won't play, though. Pretty much the world of great round, Jay Cutler won't play. It was his concussion was that bad.
You know, we know what Jason Campbell can do, you know.
I like Jason Campbell. So you won't hear me say anything bad about Jason
Campbell. Yeah, so I fully expect him to have a decent game and the Bears' defense to step up.
He's
going to
get his boy Carlos Rogers, man. They know they're tight.
Oh, isn't that amazing? You're right.
Yeah.
The Auburn connection.
Yeah. He had Jason Campbell had Carlos staying in his place because he went broke.
How do you go broke with all that money?
Hey, man. Carlos Rogers think he a rapper. He think he got money. He think he got real money.
Remember when we went to a park that time and we saw the whole Redskins squad in the VIP section?
You ever that joint? Oh, should be practice. Should be worried about games. Should be worried about practice.
Yeah, and I think they actually lost that week too.
Yeah, they did lose. Every time I see him in the club, they lose the following that same Sunday.
The whole team was there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I know. Believe me, I remember them. If you didn't know, I picked the Niners as well. Jason Campbell, you know I love you, dude, but there's no way you're beating that defense. Patrick Willis, are you serious? Patrick Willis? No,
I
Sam.
I think
that you said Niners defense? No, they hit. Jason Campbell might
score's gonna be 6-3.
Yeah, Jason Campbell might get hit hard.
Jason Campbell has no problem getting rid of the ball.
No, Jason Campbell has no problem being hit. That's the question. And he will get hit a lot, Sam. Anyway, man, it's time to go get some fantasy advice for the people, man. We're done with the picks. Time to go to the fantasy advice, Sam.
Yes.
Fantasy football. Who would you start this week?
Who would I start this week?
In fantasy football. Did you see this part in the production notes?
You know what? This is the one part that that really has skipped my mind. But off the top of my head, based on my team, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You start Brady.
That's easy, man. I'm talking about something that no one
something
knows.
Tough?
Yeah, something tough.
Yeah,
Let me do the segment, man. I got this.
Start the players that have been doing well. That's my advice.
Okay. I'm gonna give y'all my fantasy advice, and it's pretty good. It's always good. Make sure you start Andy Dalton. It's been hot. He just torched the Giants. I won't say that again because it felt so good. He torched the Giants. He's a hot quarterback.
Okay.
Marvin Williams. He got to him. Marvin Lewis, excuse me. Marvin Lewis got to him and told him, you know, when he told him that he needs to show more fire, he's brought his A game in. So go to Andy Dalton. I think that's the dude you start. A a player or defense to sit, I went defense. I'm going to sit the Packers defense. Don't like the matchup with them against the Lions. You can see Stafford hook up the Megatron, and they'll give him a number of touchdowns. So I think it'll be a high-scoring game. So I would not go with the Packers defense. Also, sleepers. This guy's playing against my Washington Redskins. Call me a traitor if you want to. My secondary gives up points, baby. Go with Riley Cooper for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who's that?
The wide receiver, number 14, the white kid.
Okay.
The Caucasian kid. I ain't want to be all racist and everything, but the Caucasian kid. And he gets busy.
All right.
He gets busy. And the Redskins give up charity in the secondary. Yep. There ain't nobody in the secondary that hasn't got 100 yards against my team.
We
made Amendola like Terrell Owens.
Sure enough did.
And Brandon Marshall. So, yes, I'm telling you, that's what's going to go down. But anyway, time for a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the NBA. And also, the big thing in the NBA, guess who's back in the NBA as a head coach? Not Phil Jackson, Mike D'Antoni, Lakers. Does it fit? I'll let you know after the break. Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio.
Urban.
My life is full of statistics. Thing is, I could have dropped out of school and become one myself, but I didn't, because I had people that believed in me. Here's another statistic. 7,000 students drop out every school day. That's one every 26 seconds. It's time that students know that we believe in them.
Inspire a student and share your message of support at boostup.org.
Take your kindness for weakness. So sometimes in life, you just gotta blow them up. Faces off. Remix!
My man saying talking about that lean. I'm not gonna divulge what I'm talking about with that lean, man, but you listen to rap, you know what that lean means.
You just did.
What? That lean.
Yeah.
I said about that lean. I ain't say what it's about. I ain't telling what it was entailed.
I think that's called dry snitching. I think that's what that's called. I think you just indicted me.
Indicted you for taking lean.
Yeah, I think you just got me indicted.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Feds come knocking on my door, I know who to blame.
I'm gonna be real. My man saying do no lean. I just exaggerated that story, obviously. When I was talking about saying, I was making up like he was.
Yeah, I did.
Like he was Pimp C. You know what I mean? But y'all,
I don't know who that is. I don't know who Pimp C is.
I don't speak English.
Nah, no.
I don't speak English.
No. I'm going to hit him with a Sammy Sosa doing it in front of Congress.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
I speak English.
No English.
No English. All right, well, before I get into the Lakers and D'Antoni, you know, the signing, we have to cover some local basketball news. Tonight, the Wizards lost to the Charlotte Bobcats. I don't really know how to go about talking about the Wizards. They just suck. And, like, who loses to the Bobcats? Like, seriously, the Bobcats? And get dominated?
Wow.
Like, that's a bad team, too. Like, what did the Wizards do? I would say blow this whole team up. Know what they should do? They may need to, like, sell the team.
To another state.
No, name.
How about that?
No.
I mean, well, Wizard, that's the worst name in sports.
Let's go back to Washington Bullets.
Anything but the Wizards.
I know, it sounds like fruity. I know.
I mean, come on. The what Wizards. Are we, like, little kids?
It's like the
Merlin
Harry,
and
the Harry
witchcraft.
Potters.
Yeah, I mean,
the
come
Harry
on,
Harry Potter's.
It's the worst thing. It's the worst name. We went from the best name in sports to the worst name in sports.
You know, the Bullets was one of the best names in sports.
It's better than Washington.
You know what?
Bullets.
It really, you know, real talk. I used to make jokes about it, but at the same time, I felt at the time that was the best representation of DC of a DC team ever.
It was. I mean, it represented that era, you know. And I feel like since the murder rate is down, I think that should be our award should be having a name back, because I mean, it's just, you can't fear playing the Wizards. It just doesn't work. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I was watching the game, and what I saw, it was just. It was just terrible. It's terrible, man. It really is. It was just terrible. They lost to the Bobcats. Yeah. And I wanted to think to myself, like, all right, like, why are the Wizards bad? Like, for real, like, A.J. Price should not be a starting point guard ever. But he's your starting point guard. Like, because John Wall. I know John Wall is out, but he should never be a starting point guard, mm-hmm. even if an injury. Ariza. Why does he start? Why does he consistently get an opportunity to start in the NBA? It's mind-boggling. Other than that, I mean, they got some bright spots. Serafin is good. Crawford off the bench gives you buckets. Yeah. Bill looks like he's up and coming. He's getting better little by little. They got some play, and then you'll get John Wall back. But I'm sitting here. I'm like, there's no way that you have A.J. Price running your team. You're destined to be a loser. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know.
I don't even know who that is.
Exactly. That's how bad he is. Went to UConn, AJ. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's that bad. Man. I mean, like people say he's played better. He's played good. But you know what it is? When you're on a bad team, somebody has to put up stats. You know what I mean? Someone has to put up stats. I don't want to talk about the Wizards anymore. Let's go to a team of some real substance, man. Lakers.
Ooh.
Have signed Mike D'Antoni.
Ooh.
Sam, is that a good fit?
All right. Now, I've been thinking a lot about this. I'm going back and forth, right? Okay. D'Antoni's offensive system is simple. It's just pick and roll, and you have the two wing guys. It's very up-tempo. Usually the teams that run it well are the young teams. Okay. And the Lakers are not that, so that's minus. They do have Nash, who's probably the best pick and roll point guard since Stockton, right?
Yeah. Okay.
But he's 80. Really old, and he's a big liability on defense. Howard is a great pick and roll player because he doesn't have a point. He doesn't have a post game really.
Is he a pick and roll? Is he a great pick and roll player now?
He is.
Where is he?
He picks the roll.
Oh, you mean roll? But you see, but this is my thing. About
Howard. He's not
versatile with the pick and roll.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Going to the hoop, he's great.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have the jump shot. Gasol can do the jump shot.
So yeah.
To me, it can work if Kobe takes a lesser role,
of course,
which I hardly doubt he will. because it's not to him. It's not just winning a championship. To him, he has to be a factor in winning the championship.
Exactly, he has to be the guy.
Yeah. So playing the psychology over here, but overall, I don't think they're the favorites. West. I mean, I still say the Spurs. Now here's the thing. Now the Spurs also run a pick and roll. Type of offense, and then what happens is usually in the playoffs, because you strap down, it's easier to defend the pick and roll. You saw what happened with the Thunder and the Spurs after the first two games, because when you start switching on it, you have athletic people checking the pick and roll, it's that much harder to score on it. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I don't see him winning the whole thing. I definitely don't see that. I mean, the Heat looks like they're going to be a dynasty ever since my man Harden left for Houston.
Okay, see? It's going to be a dynasty?
I mean, no, the Heat.
Yeah.
The Heat
are going to be a dynasty regardless.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah. But, I mean, the only team that could have stopped them was OKC.
They weren't going to stop them if Harden was there either. It wouldn't have mattered.
Could have.
No, the dynasty is LeBron. You know what? I'm going to be real with you, man. I know you love Durant, and you should. He's a great ball player. But let's just be real. Like, the best player in the league understands that he's the best player in the league. Once that happens, it's nothing you can really do.
Don't get me started on a Westbrook Durant. Do you know right now Westbrook is averaging 18 shots and Durant is averaging 16 shots a game?
Let's not even talk about that, man. I know you're frustrated with that. Westbrook frustrated.
But I don't blame
you.
I don't blame Westbrook. High. I don't blame Westbrook.
I blame Kevin Durant.
I'm blaming Durant and I'm blaming Scott Brooks because at this point, first of all, Westbrook is not a point guard.
That's why they run better when Winston comes in the game. Eric Maynard.
Yeah.
Him and Eric Maynard, they move him to off guard. Yep. They go.
It's just frustrating to watch, man. So, I mean, it's to love a team this much and to watch them, do this. But I don't blame Harden for leaving all that money he got.
Why blame Harden? I'm happy for Harden.
You go from $50 million to $80 million.
Not even that. See, y'all talking about money, man. You're not talking about money contract wise. I'm happy for him because hey, he gets to be a star. This means endorsements.
Yeah.
With shoe deals. He's the man. He can get recognition. That's all-star bonus.
All-star
bonus.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting what he deserves. Now, let's be real, as a sixth man, he wasn't going to get the opportunity to get what he deserves. Nah. Financially, he wasn't going to get what he deserved.
My man said it best. He wasn't trying to be the Jason Terry of the league.
Yeah. He wanted to be the star. He wanted to be a star.
And I don't blame him.
So you can't knock that. But I'm back to the Lakers. I think actually initially, I'm gonna stick with it. D'Antoni to me is a good fit for him. I want to go back to what Sam was saying. Yes, it's gonna all be predicated on Kobe. Kobe has to. This is how it has to go down. Let's be real. Snash, run, pick and roll with D. Howard, and get D. Howard to a point where he's comfortable doing the pick and roll. Because initially, Amari wasn't good at pick and roll, pick and pop, and he was good at pick and roll and dunking and pick and roll getting position, what you were talking about. So I do agree with you to a certain extent. But Amari was actually more fluent in his movement too at the same time. But again, I think Dwight can get there, so I'm not gonna knock that. So it could be beneficial for Dwight if he's ready for it. And Pau Gasol. Now, Kobe, what's going to happen with Kobe is Kobe's going to have to understand that Nash has to have the ball in his hand, period. It's going to have to be Nash controlling the ball. And Kobe gets the fourth quarter. That's going to be his quarter. He's going to get the fourth quarter. It's going to sound jacked up, but Kobe is going to have to play the role, if he's willing to. The year the Phoenix Suns were together, they were really running it. He's going to have to take a Joe Johnson-type role. Just to the fourth, though. To the first three quarters. Then in the fourth, he gets out. When I mean a Joe Johnson role, it's going to have Steve Nash set him up rather than him going one-on-one. Because that way he can shoot set jump shots or set threes, you know, let Nash set him up, get these points. Because, you know, if Nash sets you up, you're still going to get 20-plus.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Without really having to work hard for your offense. Yep. And then when Nash is out the game, then it's going to be Kobe's show. You get what I'm saying? So that will have to be how it works out. Now, could this work and bring a title? That's a whole different question because D'Antoni's offense stresses out your defense.
Yes.
His offense isn't pro defense.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. It shows in New York. New York is now a better defensive team since D'Antoni left.
Yep.
Every team that when D'Antoni leaves, the defenses are much better. They're improved. Even in Phoenix, the defense has been better since D'Antoni left.
Yeah.
Not to say a lot, but it's been a little better.
Yep.
So that's the thing. But I was trying to think about, like, why a reason, like I'm saying, like, was it a good decision? Would you have taken Phil Jackson over D'Antoni?
Definitely.
All right, yeah.
I mean, how can you not?
I'm not.
He wanted to come back.
Why do you think he didn't come back? Why do you think, personally, he didn't get the job? I mean, because he wanted it, so how come he didn't get it? You think because he was screwing his Jenny Buss?
Well, he's been doing that. I don't think that was it. I mean, I think
he was digging in them joints.
This is what I think. All right.
said that subliminally.
Hey.
Without cursing or nothing. See, I can do that?
Hey.
See how you work it?
Disgusting. No, this is what I think. I think what they did is they said, all right, if we get Phil Jackson, pretty much we're doing it to go back and to be pro Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they're trying to do is they
building for the future.
Building for the future. And I think what they're transitioning to make Howard the guy. And by bringing D'Antoni in there, now you know Phil Jackson's only going to coach 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, and plus he'll give you, like, I don't know, I'm going to be back type talk.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, I'm here.
And they just, you know, they made a decision to go towards the future, and obviously they're going towards, they want to keep Dwight Howard. Because, I mean, Dwight Howard, how old is he? 26? 20, something like that?
Maybe younger than 26.
Maybe slightly younger than 26. I mean, he's just hitting his prime. So I think what it is you know, to make Dwight Howard the fixture. So, you know, they made that gamble. But I don't think they're going to win a championship with D'Antoni. I mean, if they do, it's going to be amazing.
I'm going to give you the reason why I think it didn't go down. One, be honest with you, I think Kobe understands that his legacy. He doesn't want to be known. You know, Kobe, just like the reason why he didn't want Shaq around anymore because, you know, he wanted to outshadow Shaq. You know, he wanted to be the man.
Right.
I think, be honest with you, in the back of his mind, if Kobe wanted Phil Jackson, he'd be a Laker.
No, based on the reports.
No. That's what Phil Jackson. I know what the report said.
Okay.
I know what the report said. I'm going with my opinion of the truth is.
Which is?
I think Kobe Bryant was like, I ain't going to say I can't win without Phil. I'm going to show you I can win without Phil. If you know, I'm going to show you that I can win without Phil. I feel that Kobe Bryant was like, I want D'Antoni. He okay.
True that. He did okay.
He gave him the last round. I want D'Antoni over Phil. Why would Kobe want D'Antoni over Phil? A dude who's getting championships. Just be real. If you're the star player, can I be real with you? If you're the star player, you know they're coming to you.
Yeah.
They're coming to you. They're not going to disregard. They're coming to you. They're going to say, all right, Kobe. Because the reason why Mike Brown got fired, because A, he wasn't performing right, and really the players weren't responding to him, i.e. Kobe Bryant. All right. You approach D'Antoni. You're like, I mean, you approach Kobe. You're like, who you want between Phil Jackson and D'Antoni? Because you know it was asked. Let's be real. It was asked. If you're the star player, it's asked.
I heard him say he wanted Phil Jackson, and then I also heard he said
He said he wanted D'Antoni. Then they said, "Oh, I didn't know we had a chance to get Phil Jackson. Of course, I would want Phil Jackson too." You know what I mean? That's how it was.
I take that for face value. I think he ultimately. I mean, he wants to win, and he knows Phil Jackson is by far his best chance to win.
But I'm telling you, if that was the case, Phil Jackson would be the coach.
I mean, you know, of course, right here we don't know.
I know all, Sam. Don't try to take something away from me. I know all.
I really think it's
Kobe, man. It's up. Y'all like Kobe too much. Man. You a Kobe fan?
Of course not.
Okay, good. You know. I was about to say, you about to kill me with that.
Don't let me get started because I'm so tired of all this Kobe nonsense. Please, in the last 15 years, who was the greatest basketball? All right, since Michael Jordan retired, again, who was the greatest basketball player? It's not Kobe Bryant.
Tim Duncan.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Tim Duncan.
Shaquille O'Neal, then Tim Duncan.
Nah, no, I'm going to break down why Tim Duncan over Shaquille O'Neal. And you know I love it. You know I'm a Laker.
More consistent, more as far as.
How's more consistent?
Not more as far as, well, he longer being great.
Tim Duncan was great longer than Tim Duncan's still playing at a high level.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you would say that. But
No. I'm saying the reason why I'm saying Tim Duncan is, and the reason why I'm saying Tim Duncan is that Tim Duncan went against Kobe and Shaq when they were like peaking at the prime. He would still beat this team. That's what with him, and no, this is before Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili were even at the level they are now.
Those 3 years went, the first three championships, Shaquille O'Neal had arguably three of the greatest seasons ever. You know, since Michael Jordan's great heyday, all right, to me there's only been two seasons that are comparable that team and that player could have beat Michael Jordan in his prime. That Shaq during the first 3 years because he was just that dominant. What do you do with that? And then LeBron last year. So I don't want to hear Kobe this and Kobe that. Well, please give Shaquille O'Neal his props because without Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe has two rings. And remember, the last final MVP that he got, really, if you look at it, Gasol should have won that MVP against the Celtics.
Oh, you say Gasol? And just say, thanks, Ron Artest, for saving your butt.
Yeah. So all you Kobe, you know, maniacs out there, just get a grip. You know, look what happened in the first three championships. Look at Shaq's numbers. He was Robin to his Batman. Oh, yeah, not even close.
Thanks, man. You make me shed a tear. Yeah, anyway, on Facebook, I posed this question. I posed the question, is D'Antoni a good fit for the Lakers? My boy Troy said maybe this only works if the superstars buy into playing 28 to 32 minutes per game to play his preferred system. My boy Jay said no. What has he won? He had Amari and Nash in their prime. No one has listened to his ASS. my boy Gerard.
So we can talk about lean, but you can't say.
I can't, but I chose not to. Interesting. I can. You can say it. I chose not to. You can say that.
Ass.
Exactly. There you go. You feel good?
Some ass tonight.
It's cool.
Actually, yeah. That feels better? Pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Lakers. For Gerard on Facebook says Lakers should let Kobe pull a Bill Russell and name him player coach. All right. And my boy Jay came back and said, just bring Brian Shaw back home.
Yeah, whatever happened to Brian Shaw?
I know. I don't know why I didn't get the job. That's it's a funny situation with that one. I didn't get that one. Anyway, thanks for having y'all comments. We appreciate it on the Urban Sports Scene. Hopefully you're tuning into this podcast. You'll tune into this podcast when I have this posted. But it's time for one of my favorite segments. It's time to go hard in the paint. All right, my boy Sam isn't going to be able to get into this because he was, you know, he's not prepared for going hard in the paint. But y'all know, Walker playing right now. We getting the crunk right now.
I'm leaning.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you leaning.
I'm leaning. I'm still leaning.
My man. Hey, last week I chose Mike Beasley. Had a couple good games. I believe last night he had 16 points. But this week I'm going to choose actually the Wizards, Washington Wizards. I'm going to keep it local. I'm going to choose Bradley Beal. He's played pretty well of late. I didn't count today's game. I got to check his stats. For the last three games, he has 16, 22, and 17. He's shooting 38% from three, averaging about 13 points a game. I'm going to go with my boy Bradley Beal to go hard in the paint. Hopefully he keeps it going, and hopefully he'll bring some pride to this terrible Washington Wizards organization, and maybe they'll change the name to Bullets, and we'll have John Wall back, and we'll change the jerseys back. And we'll have like the little theme song. You remember the theme song back in the day? The Wizards theme, the Bullets theme song back in the day? When they had Chris Webber, Juwan Howard?
Don't go to Southeast tonight? What?
Don't go to Southeast tonight.
I don't know. What is it?
Never mind, man. I ain't even going
to actually, you shouldn't go there during the day, but.
That's a subliminal shot to C-Web. Subliminal shot. That is terrible, man.
Speaking of C-Web, you should check out, there's a documentary called Beyond the Yellow Tape, Washington, D.C. Excellent. It doesn't glorify the violence. It just talks about how many people were lost. And you start to get to know a lot of these young guys.
You speak to C-Web. C-Web's in it, too?
Actually, the guy who made it, his name is C-Web, but Chris Webber actually helped him as far as, you know, I guess, financing or production, because Chris Webber's in it, too.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you want to see the craziness that comes from living such a, you know, dangerous lifestyle and the consequences, you should definitely check that out. You know, no glorifying here, just a matter of, you know, just education.
That's up. Anyway, Urban Sports Scene is about to be a wrap, but before we leave for tonight, I'm going to give you some important information. Make sure you check us out on the Eyes Radio Network. Like I said, with the Urban Sports Scene on Eyes Radio. Just visit www.eyesradio.com to listen to the show on our official website. Just visit us at www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. And like I said earlier, make sure you if you have any questions or comments, just email us at urbansports@eyesradio.com. Thanks again for listening, people. We out.
Thank you. Shout out to Colorado and Washington.
You know why you said that. And also, man, shout out to folks on that lane. All right.
That's right.
Those nuts.
Peace.